There was more gold than you can imagine found in the tunnel under the Vatican City. Running from Vatican City, and deep underground, there is a tunnel that runs almost in a direct line to Jerusalem. The actual direct flight distance is 1,432.90 miles, 2,306.03 kilometers. The length of the tunnel was given as approximately 1,500 miles, so it cuts through underneath both land and water. Starting from the Vatican City, for the first 150 miles, 241 km, there was found a huge amount of gold stacked 13 levels high. I'm not sure what 13 levels high actually means, but whatever, it was a lot. Along with this massive amount of gold were found many books or manuscripts. It has been said that these ancient books were stolen out of the Bible. Do I believe that? Well, I'm not going there as it would be conjecture at best. I'm just reporting what was relayed to Charlie Ward as to the findings under the Vatican. You may remember that when the COVID-19 pandemic first hit, one of the worst places was in Italy. Remember all the headlines. COVID-19 pandemic in Italy. Italy scrambles to contain second wave as daily COVID-19. Italy's daily COVID-19 cases hit new high. And on, and on, and on. This was when the alliance and military were taking down the 13 bloodline families, and the Vatican. During this period they found the underground tunnels, the gold and the scrolls/books etc. It was completely necessary that they kept the world's attention on the virus, which allowed them to clean out the tunnel and other necessary work that needed to be done. 650 airplanes were required to carry away all the gold that was brought out of the tunnel which led to Jerusalem. Please note that when they went to Buckingham Palace, they found similar, huge amounts of gold etc., stored up for the wealthy, having been robbed from the poor. It was all taken to Fort Knox for safekeeping. When Nisera Gisera are being rolled out, much of this gold will be used on humanitarian projects. There is more than enough gold in the world to back all the world's currencies on a one-to-one basis, and sufficient to take care of all needs worldwide. We are moving into a different world, only made possible by the complete removal of the evil cabal who have been busy robbing us blind in every possible way. It raises so many questions, doesn't it? The love of money is the root of all evil, the Bible quotes in 1 Timothy 6:10. Please notice it's the love of money, not the money itself, that is the root of all evil. Loving money, and ever being greedy for more money, which brings with it power, which ultimately leads to total control of others. Does this give a full picture of what the New World Order have been working at over a very long time? So there was more gold than you can imagine found in the tunnel that connected the Vatican with Jerusalem. How did it get there? Who put it there? Over how many thousands of years has it continued to be stockpiled? Will we ever know? Who knows?